There are a number of announcements in our bulletin. I encourage you to read them and to look at them. I just want to highlight a couple. On the 20th of November, we will be having baptism on the reign of Christ the King. And so if you know of anyone who is looking for baptism, or if you yourself are looking for baptism, please speak to Father Leonard. And he will let you know what's happening in around that. There will be preparation sessions after church for the next three Sundays to prepare for that. Reminder of Fergie's Nights this coming Thursday night down at the Frog and Firkin. And we hope that many will come out and join in that time of fellowship and being together and enjoying time together as our family here at St. George on Yonge. Every year, the Diocese of Toronto gives what is called the Order of the Diocese of Toronto to recipients from across the diocese, and it's done by deanery. And this year, our deanery is included in that. What that means is that every parish nominates individuals who will receive the Order of Toronto on behalf of the congregation for whom they were presented. There are criteria which I will include in my weekly update this week so that you see it. But the gist of it is it's someone who has given above and beyond to the life of the church in their local parish over the years. So if you have any suggestions of individuals that you think from here at St. George on Yonge would be good to receive the Order of Toronto, please speak to me and give me their names. The wardens and I will be contacting a couple of people to work with us to make the final decision. The Order of Toronto is given at the Bishop's Levee at the Evensong on January the 1st. And as I say, our deanery of York Mills is one of the deaneries being presented. And every parish in the deanery nominate someone to receive that award. So if you do have any suggestions, please speak to me and give them to me. And I think that's all of the announcements for today. And so our closing hymn is, O Praise Ye the Lord.